This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Illinois Farm Bureau is accepting applications for its IVET program. IVET provides low-interest loans to veterinary students who plan to spend their first 5 years out of school practicing in Illinois. Tasha Bunting, Assistant Director of Commodities and Livestock Programs for Illinois Farm Bureau, has more.
The IVET program is the Illinois Veterinary Education and Training Program, which is a loan funded through the Illinois Farm Bureau. The idea of the program is to loan up to $40,000 to veterinary students while they're attending an accredited college of veterinary medicine in the U.S. So it does not have to be a student enrolled in an Illinois vet program, but they have to commit to coming back to Illinois to serve as an Illinois livestock veterinarian for a minimum of 5 years. And the student would repay that loan over 5 years at a low interest of 2%. And so it's a way for us to be able to encourage more food animal practice veterinarians to come back and serve our members and producers in Illinois.
Well, that's obviously a very important part to animal agriculture, and I think there's a need for animal vets in our state. How is the response to the IVET program each year? Do you have a lot of people applying? You know, talk to us about who's all interested every year, I guess.
Sure. Every year we have some interested individuals. Sometimes there's a few that are interested initially, but when they have to commit to being and practicing in Illinois for 5 years, sometimes that shies some people away because they have other opportunities in other parts of the U.S. But each year we have been able to hand out a loan to students since the program started. We have handed out about $430,000 to students in Illinois, and roughly that's about 20 graduates of Illinois vet schools or veterinary schools.
What an amazing amount of money, and that's a huge help because veterinary school is expensive and they come out of school with student loans, and I guess that's why Illinois Farm Bureau wants to help?
Definitely. We also offer a stipend to the vet students during their fourth year that is it's kind of a gift to them. It's $1,500 for them to use in assisting expenses associated with their clinical rotations, and that is not included in the $40,000. So that is something that's given to them free and clear to assist them while they're out traveling the state or learning more hands-on practical experiences in some of those clinics.
And the reason we're talking about IVET today is because there are scholarships available for this year.
That's right. Our scholarship program is now available. Students can apply online at ilfb.org/IVET. Students who are already accepted into vet school and have completed or nearly completed their first year are eligible to apply. And the application is all done online. They can submit it to us, and then there's an interview process that the students would go through, and then the selection is announced and completed towards the end of June.
Sounds great. What's the application deadline for 2018?
Applications are due by May 1st.
Okay, sounds good. So you mentioned this once already, but if someone would want to apply, they just need to remember that they should be planning to work in Illinois after they graduate?
That's right. They need to be working in Illinois as a food animal veterinarian. And we realize a lot of times it's a mixed practice clinic that they would be working out of, which has definitely been acceptable in the past, but they need to be able to service those livestock producers.
And for more information about the program, you can visit ilfb.org/IVET. In other news, an exciting announcement was made last week for Lincolnland Community College's agriculture program. $18 million was left to the department by Irene and Charles Crayer of Blue Mound after their passing. The college has big plans for the funds, and a local student got to express his gratitude during the announcement last Thursday. Dominic Rupert of Witt is wrapping up his second year in Lincolnland's ag program and said the faculty did a good job keeping it a secret.
Lincolnland's great. Just the atmosphere and the students that I work with along with the advisors, it's really just like the great program we had at Nokomis transferred over to the collegiate level. Had the chance to be a part of the livestock judging team. We just finished up our last national contest, but it was just an unbelievable experience.
So how much schooling do you have left at Lincoln Land?
I only have 8 weeks left, which is hard to believe.
That has definitely flown by. So great to hear that things are going well. Today, you had the chance to give a speech to a big crowd, and it's big news for Lincoln Land Community College. Talk to us about the news that we heard today and what you had to tell folks.
Unbelievable news. We've heard a little bit of chatter about Lincoln Land's Ag Club, or not, I shouldn't say Ag Club, Ag Program receiving a donation. We had little whispers about what we thought it may be, but I will give credit to the powers to be that they kept this an unbelievable secret, which made today all the more special. There was a couple in Blue Mound that actually left their earnings to Lincoln Land along with some farm ground, and the final donation amount, which will be given in installments, is $18 million, which is just a hard number to fathom, but just think about all the opportunities and things to make that comes with that is just unreal.
That's so exciting, and things are going to be changing at Lincoln Land, and you may not be here to see those changes as a student, but maybe you can come back and check them out. Very exciting. You have 8 weeks left, so what's next for you, Dom? Are you continuing your education?
Yeah, I'll be continuing my education. I think I'm going to go to Kansas State University and finish out studying agriculture education.
All right, well, best of luck. Going to continue showing livestock and stay involved with that?
Yep, I think I got, 2 years left, so I'm going to make the most of it.
Sounds good. And last question, how are things going at home on the farm? Are you guys getting ramped up for spring?
Things are going well. Started changing oil and shovels and things like that on equipment this past week and calving out cows and farrowing sows, so things are going well.
Dominic Ruper, second-year Lincoln Land student from Witt. Well, Derek and Chelsea Dunkirk and their family will host an open house this week for their new 4,800-head wean-to-finish pig barn east of Farmersville. That's happening Thursday, March 29th. A ribbon cutting will be held at 4:30 with a meal immediately to follow. The barn will be open until 7 p.m. The family plans to highlight how they'll care for their pigs and the environment. And this was planned in part by the Illinois Livestock Development Group and the Illinois Pork Producers Association. Directions to the barn, head east out of Farmersville about 2 miles and turn south onto East 5th Road, and the barn is about a half a mile down that road. Again, Derek and Chelsea Dunkirk open house for their new hog facility taking place Thursday from 4:30 to 7 p.m. in Farmersville. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.